and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our last study of the book of Ephesians, we left off with chapter 5 and verse 19. It says there, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, we may, later on, we'll be discussing this as to what really constitutes people who are really worshiping the Lord in song. You say, well, I don't think you should be judging people. Well, I don't judge anyone, but the Word of God does. The Word of God lets us know when we're wrong. The Word of God lets us know when we're right. The Word of God lets us know what to do to do right, and lets us know what not to do that is wrong. And you and I, we need to listen to what God has to say to us in His Word. Well, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19, it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, last time we looked at the Mormons. Now you say, well, once again, I don't think you should be talking about anyone like that. Well, so-called people who claim to be of God, that doesn't make them of God. And just because someone is able to sing a hymn, or someone is able to sound good singing a hymn, or a group singing hymns, that does not make those people Christian. And in fact, the Mormons are not Christian. They do not believe in the saving power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just because they sing beautiful music, beautiful hymns, that does not make them Christian. And they are not Christian. They're a cult. And I pray today that you're not a member of that cult. Any group or organization that claims to be Christian and does not honor the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, that is a cult. Any group or organization that says that you're saved in any other way other than through the Lord Jesus Christ, that is a cult. There is no other gospel. There is no other good news about going to heaven. There is no other way of going to heaven other than God's way. And God's way is through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. I pray today that you are not confused, that you do not give in to the things of this world, and let the world confuse you, and let people who are not Christian confuse you by saying they are Christian without knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It's sad that there's many Christians, as well as unsaved people, who have fallen prey to people like the Mormons, who is a cult, and these people are, they make up a cult. It's a shame that people who are saved and people who are not saved fall for things like this. It sounds good. The music sounds good, but that does not make anyone a Christian simply because they sing a hymn. Remember, we read in the book of Exodus how that the people went up, and Moses went up into the mount, and that as he was up there receiving the Ten Commandments, the people got restless. And they told Aaron that they wanted something so they could worship. They wanted to worship a god. In other words, they didn't want to worship the real God, the one who actually brought them out of Egypt. They wanted to worship a false god. And that tells me that anyone can fall prey to the tricks of the devil. Anyone, no matter how strong a Christian that person is, you can be tricked. And therefore, I say over and over and over and over again, stay in the Word of God. Stay close to the Lord in His Word and in prayer, and asking God to guide you and direct you, keep you strong so that you do not get confused and fall prey to the tricks of the devil. Well, as Moses was up in the mount, the people got restless. They broke off the earrings, and Aaron made a golden calf. But I want you to notice what happened. Exodus chapter 32, verses 5 and 6. And when Aaron saw it, notice he saw the calf. When Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. That's the calf. And Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast of the Lord." They rose up early in the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. Can you imagine? Even Aaron. Now, I've made this comment. I'm a human being. Had I been God, I would have probably have stricken Aaron down right then. I would have killed him. But God didn't. He has mercy. He had mercy on this man. He did not kill Aaron. Aaron was blaspheming God, I believe, at this time. It says, "And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings." Aaron was the priest, and he okayed this. He made a proclamation that tomorrow would be a feast of the Lord, and they would worship the calf that he had made out of the gold earrings that the people brought to him. Speaking of hypocrisy, the people actually offered burnt offerings. This is hypocrisy. They brought peace offerings in the name of the Lord, Jehovah, in front of the golden calf that they said had delivered them out of Egypt. Blasphemy. Offering things of this world in the name of God, pretending that God accepts sinful activities of the saved or unsaved, does not make those things holy. Or the person or people who offer the ungodly in the name of God holy. No one is made holy by offering something to God or to a false god. And we've read in Exodus chapter 32, verses 5 and 6, that the people rose up to play. This would be unholy sexual activity. Exodus 32, verses 5 and 6, "And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, 'Tomorrow is a feast of the Lord.' And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. They were singing and dancing." Exodus 32, verses 18 and 19 says this, "And he said, 'It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery.'" Now, notice this, that as Moses was coming down from the mount, he said, "It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it," this is Moses speaking, "neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome." In other words, it wasn't a sound of war. It was the noise, he says, "but the noise of them that sing do I hear." And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. Moses had been up on the mount. He had been getting the things from God, the Ten Commandments, on the stones that he was carrying. And his anger waxed hot, it says there in that verse. And he threw the stones down, and the tables broke beneath the mount. These people had committed a great sin. They had done something that God did not want them to do, and neither did Moses. Notice this, singing and dancing. These people were singing, they were dancing, and that led to sexual promiscuity. Singing and dancing. You may or may not realize that there are churches today who claim to worship God in song, and some churches go so far as to dance, calling it praise to the Lord. Well, they possibly, if they look at God's word at all, say that David, as recorded in the Bible, was a man after God's own heart, and he was. And yet he danced, as recorded in the Old Testament, these people will say. But the question is, are the people who point out that David danced, Are they going to dance the way he did? According to the Bible, 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 14, David did dance and he had on a linen ephod. 2 Samuel 6:14 says, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod." You see, those who dance in church or anywhere else, are they wearing an ephod? 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 20 says, "Then David returned to bless his household," as he'd been dancing, "and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, 'How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth himself.'" Now we continue to read in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 20 how that Michal, Saul's daughter, said David was uncovered when he danced. The Bible is true. David, as stated in 2 Samuel 6:14, had an ephod, which according to Jewish tradition was to be worn by a priest. David possibly had removed the ephod while dancing, and it would appear he danced naked. So the next time someone says it's all right to dance in the church or anywhere else to the Lord because David did, are those people ready to wear an ephod and or dance naked? The person who dances to the Lord in order to follow what David did in his dancing needs to alternate between wearing an ephod and to dance naked. You might be thinking, wait a minute. The people we read of in the Old Testament were not Christian. Now, how the account that we've read of in Exodus of the children of Israel and the account of David, how can that be meant for Christians today? Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because we must listen to the whole counsel of God and believe it. If you do not believe the Old Testament is as important as the New Testament and that it has meaning to today's Christian, you might as well throw in the towel. 1 Corinthians 15:3 says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to what? The Scriptures." 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." We must listen to God as both the Old Testament and the New Testament constitute the Word of God. We must listen to what God has to say, not what man says. We need to get admonitions from the Word of God. We need to get what we need from the Word of God to live the glorious Christian life, to bring honor and glory to our Heavenly Father. We should not take things out of context by saying it's all right for me to dance. It's all right for everyone in the church to dance, to be lewd. We need to listen to the Word of God and look to the warnings that God has in His Word for every person in this world, not only for Christians, but for the unsaved alike. The unsaved one day will die and go to a devil's hell because they have not trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And you saved person, are you helping them to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or are you living like the devil in this world? Is your testimony one such that they would look to you and they would want what you have? Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You need to be telling people about Jesus Christ. Don't be dancing. Don't be telling people that it's all right to do the things of the unsaved. They do the same thing that you're doing if you're doing it. They will not look to you for salvation. They need to be looking to you as you lead them to the Lord, the one who provides salvation for everyone who would trust Him as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.